You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson making his grand return today. Mark Zeno is joining us today.
Oh, that's not the show. Sorry.
No. Get that out.
Old habits die hard.
Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is back from that Eagles game.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
It's not what I do. It's not what I do.
You know what Garrett was doing in your absence?
What was that?
Playing Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'll have a word with young Chapman once I...
Young G.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have a word. I have to tell him that specific artist is banned on this show.
Can I just ask you a quick question? What's it like flying 3,000 miles to watch that performance and then having to walk out of the stadium and get back on a plane for 5 hours?
Did you have a ring on? It's the next question.
It didn't bother me at all. I'm not an Eagles fan, so it didn't bother me. The only bad part, I will say this, because that game was so crazy, Simona has gotten a lot better about how she reacts to the Eagles games because she is a diehard fan. Like, Mark, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but one time this was like the first year of Jalen Hurts starting, and so they were still struggling, barely made it into playoffs. They were playing the Cowboys, and we were on the way home. We were watching the game at an Eagles bar. We were on the way home because the Eagles started losing. Jalen Hurts threw a pick six. Simone literally threw her phone. I was driving. She threw her phone at the glove compartment and started crying.
Oh, God. All right,
the crying's unacceptable. Throwing the phone's okay. Crying's unacceptable.
I thought you were going to say she threw it out the window.
No. Not. It's not that bad. But she has gotten a lot better. Like, I've told her, you've gotten so much better about how you deal with Eagles losses. Well, This one was so crazy, and, like, she unfortunately got whatever I got as far as the sickness goes. So she wasn't, like, 100% at the game. But between her being a little bit sick, we had traveled all day that day, so she was tired. And how the game went, she broke down a little bit after the game.
Oh, man, come on.
She broke down a little bit. But she bounced back very quickly. It was just a quick, like, you know, hey, I got to get this out real quick. And then she was good. And then she was fine for the rest of the game. So she definitely did not, you know, think the L.A. trip went as great as it could have. But I was fine. I was cool. Mm. I was chilling. It was a crazy game.
Did you wear green? Last question.
No, I did not wear green.
I'm just making sure.
I did not wear green.
All right.
I was neutral. Just,
I'm going to believe
just
you.
Very neutral.
Man, how'd you get away with that? When I go to Florida games, I have to wear Florida gear.
Yeah.
She knows better than that. She knows I ain't doing it. I've stood 10 toes down on
you
that.
You know, can I tell you something? You know, it's just not worth the fight. That's not a hill I need to die on.
That's real.
Put on whatever you need me to put on, whatever keeps you have. That's not the hill I want to die on.
Luckily, my wife is a Bama alum.
There you go.
Lastly, I'll say this. SoFi is beautiful, but SoFi is so hard to navigate. It is.
Really?
It is really easy to get lost in SoFi.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How do you get lost in a stadium? It's a big circle.
You would like to think it's just a big circle. I mean, it's levels to it,
Did
Mark.
Did you see it on
it's
TV?
Crazy.
Like, yeah, it's it, all crisscross.
Yeah, it's very wonky,
it
Mark.
Makes no sense.
And, like, the way they have things labeled, it's very weird.
Yeah,
I trust you.
All right, we're going to talk about the Ray Ray social media post that is catching fire right now. But real quick, Mark, I have to ask you, if you have any friends that you tell to get somewhere like 15 minutes before they really need to be there to make sure they're on time.
Or are you that guy?
Do your friends tell you you need to be somewhere at 6:30 when
I have to do that with my girlfriend routinely. Like, tell her, like, hey, we need to leave.
Yeah, it's way early.
We need to leave by, like, 7 o'clock when really we need to leave by, like, 7:25.
Yeah, good call.
So apparently Odyssey felt that way about 92.9 The Game.
Bro, because, I was like, where are you going with this?
Wow.
We had our Christmas party yesterday, our holiday party. I was there at 2 o'clock. Mike was there at 2 o'clock.
What time was the start time?
The window was from 2 to 7, which I thought was kind of crazy, but it made sense considering. I don't know. Dylan's got more information probably on that, but yeah, it was from 2 to 7 yesterday. It was the Odyssey holiday party.
And we go into the venue, and we're promptly told, this doesn't start till 4. You need to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we stood around for 2 hours.
You can, like, imagine, for the listener out there, every voice you hear on these radio waves and Star and V103. And AOK and all these people, and they're all just standing outside the door.
Yep.
Just walking up.
It's one hell of a party, just sitting in the hallway.
Walk up, you know, you see Kevin and Taylor, see, you know, Andy and Randy are standing there. Like, everybody's just, hey, man, what's going on? Why are you guys not inside? It's like, turns
Merry
out.
Merry Christmas.
Not good.
It was full. Yeah.
A turns sales guy out. Bought like 2 pitchers of beer. I was like, hey, guys, I bought beer if anybody wants some.
Wait, he had to buy the beer at the holiday party?
The mea culpa. We weren't in the holiday party yet.
We weren't there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just standing in
the so they
the
weren't
lobby.
Even going to give you the beer for free for showing up early?
No, because we were at another venue at that point.
Yeah.
We were outside of the venue. We there just happened to be
I would have walked inside and be like, well, downstairs. I'm waiting. Can you give me 2 pitchers of beer? I'm going outside.
It was pretty crazy. I'm not sure what.
Who organized said?
That's a Dylan question. He's not on that committee anymore, but he used to be on the organizing committee.
Yeah.
So Dylan, why would they do this?
Don't put a name out there.
No, I won't put a name out there.
Oh, absolutely put a name out there.
No.
If you make a gaffe that big in an entire company Christmas party, you better own that in public.
We're not in that business anymore.
I was actually shocked when y'all told me this before the show started, because the people who are like the engagement committee people, it's still a lot of the same people that's on there that when I was on there, and I'm shocked because they're usually on top of it. And so I don't know how. I mean, maybe just somebody didn't cross that final I or dot that final T and just got the mixed up the times. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I have a theory that what happened was when they contacted the venue, because it's been the same place the last couple of years,
mm-hmm. right?
That the venue was just like, oh, they're coming back. And then somebody looked at the schedule from last year and was like, oh, it starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, I just feel like that's probably.
Yeah, it was on the venue. It wasn't on Odyssey.
I would agree.
It was on the venue. It was not on the engagement.
We'll put on the venue. I like that. I'm good with that.
Very fascinating, though, to have everyone realize that at the same time. Like, oh,
yeah.
So 2 hours till this party starts, huh? What do we
do? So
do
a lot of people hang out and stay till 4?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
A lot of people hung out in the hallway?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people were hanging out.
Exactly.
I hung out.
That, you know, we did last year for the Christmas party. We actually did that. So after the party was up, after our allotted time was up, a lot of people did the same thing. And we kind of reversed it last year. So, like, when the party was over, we all just kind of hung out still in the Politan Row area, whatever it's called.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. We just
did the reversal last year.
Yeah, we did the reversal last year. So
this year we decided to hang out there beforehand.
Exactly. It was like a post-party, like an after-party. But this time it was a pre-party. So there you go. It was all good.
Well, tonight we do have Thursday Night Football. It's the Falcons and Bucks. The series, as I was doing the research for the Rise Up Rewind, Mike, I discovered it is tied 32-32 at this point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, another tie.
Were we just talking about the Saints?
The Saints were also tied up. Yeah, same way. I don't know what's going on.
That is insane.
So ahead of this, though, yesterday, Ray Ray McCloud, who is no longer with the Falcons, put up a post. And it's a super emotional post. Basically said the past couple months have been the toughest battles emotionally and mentally. Went on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based. And all of that was capitalized. It was never performance-based. Then AJ Terrell and Kadarrell Hodge both commented support on this social media post. And it's on Instagram, Twitter. What do you guys make of what is happening here?
Well, I have a few thoughts. First and foremost, he did, and I remember I was like, I think it was Sporting News put out a headline that was like, Ray Ray McCloud breaks silence on the shocking Falcons release. And I was like, that's a little bit loaded because it didn't really. And he also got cut from the Giants practice squad yesterday, just for anybody that didn't realize that. So there's that floating around out there as well. So it's like, I think some people are are jumping a little bit. I do think there's a lot behind this. But, Mark, I'll let you comment on this too, but I think where the conversation steered with me and Mike Bell yesterday as this was happening was people are so quick to throw this on Raheem Morris's shoulders, and I think for good reason. When you are a losing head coach in the NFL, people are going to point to roster management, dealing with personalities, not being able to get guys pushed in the right direction, especially when you are a player's coach like, you know, we were kind of told he was on the way into this job. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that eventually the truth come out, and I don't know that this is something maybe Raheem could have avoided. I don't think anybody really knows what happens other than the people that were in that room during that time period. And, you know, Ray is obviously feeling some type of way about it. Mm-hmm. I guess in the end, what I'm trying to say is I don't know that this all necessarily points back to Raheem being the root cause of this. It just seems like a lot of things went south, and Ray is doing some reflecting a month later.
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, look, it's easy to lead yourself down a very, self-fulfilling prophecy kind of hole here.
Yes.
Where you start at the result and work your way backwards and you connect all the dots logically. And what a lot of people are doing, some remain nameless, I want the coach fired, okay, so let me work backward from fired coach and justify everything on the way, right? Okay, bad record. Oh, okay, players not getting along. Bad your players, anti the coach in the locker room. Locker room gone. No votes of confidence from management. Oh, losing more games. Like, sure, that all makes sense on the surface, but you're doing this confirmation bias thing that isn't reality. I'm not sitting here saying that I have some level of insider knowledge that other people don't. I just talk to people and ask questions, and I get answers. And because I'm so likable, people want to tell me.
Yeah, there you go.
That's obviously what it is.
Yes.
But I would tell you that the report that came out that Raheem Morris is as good as gone, I have a lot of questions about. And as I told you, I questioned that person individually because I know the individual, and I didn't really get a lot of clarity on what the basis for the report was.
Sure.
At this point in time, I will hold to my gut feeling. Now, things obviously there's room for change here.
Right.
Learning from my past mistakes, Dylan, of dying on the Arthur Smith Hill, and I'm so proud to have died on that hill because I was right. But nonetheless, I think Raheem, for lack of a better phrase, right now is safe, barring massively, disgustingly ugly football play on the field, meaning they're not competitive. They lose again, 37-9. Or a certain high-level coach becomes available. I think those are the two things that really can change the outcome.
I find it interesting because we all three did sit here, was it 8 days ago?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the timeline of that was, and we had this conversation, and I thought, you know, if they could win a couple games on the stretch and if things don't get ugly, and then when things did get ugly Sunday, I found myself kind of rethinking the whole conversation. You know, like we talked last week, it's like, hey, what's the quarterback position going to be? What coach realistically is going to want to take that job given the circumstances, and how quickly can they turn this roster on? You and I talked at length about it. I really enjoyed that conversation. But then when I saw the end of the second half Sunday, I started thinking this is exactly how it felt at the end of the Arthur Smith tenure, where I too was on the Arthur Smith bandwagon until you got to December of that year, 2 years ago. And, you know, was it Justin Fields in Chicago?
Yeah.
You had a rough performance against the Jets.
And then you lost to the Panthers.
Then you lost to the Panthers on the Desmond Ridder interception. Yep. And it was like, okay. And then the Saints fake kneel down at the end of the year. I was like, okay, there's no coming back from this. And I wondered Sunday after our conversation last week if we were dealing with very similar circumstances where it was like, oh, he's safe. He's safe till he's not. And then you get in December and you're like, oh, dear God, no. There's no way you can come back from that.
Yeah, obviously this is not the same as last time. I think you're adding in the fact that all this stuff is compounding, right? You're now firing your third coach in the last 5 years, like, bad. There's that component to it. But also there is everything went sideways with our quarterback position, and owners sometimes are willing to get – look, Kevin Stefanski's got a pass for the last 3 years in Cleveland. Because everything went sideways. Ownership gave him a pass because the quarterback position wasn't there. I don't know, where Arthur Blank's head is on this, but I will say that I think that there is room for him to stay. I keep going back to the simple fact that, there is a personal relationship there between Arthur and Raheem, and they are very tight, which is the reason he was brought back here, and I don't know that that's changed.
I'm curious, and Allie, we can't talk about it right now, but I'm going to ask Mark Zeno this, and we'll get to it at 7 o'clock. Is there a chance that it's either Terry or Raheem has to go, one of the two? Is there any chance that both of them are back? I think that's kind of the next question on my docket.
We will cover that at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, it seems like the college football coach carousel is not over, and we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It's the holiday season, so it's going to be holiday trivia, fellas.
Oh, you're so dead.
That is next on Sports
Bring
Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.